You know, we can't live without it. It's essential to our lives, yet it's constantly demonized. I'm talking about salt. Everything it touches gets a lift, including supposedly our blood pressure. Well, over and over we hear we eat too much salt. So exactly what are the rules? How much salt do you really get in that marinade or the salted pasta water? Managing producer Sally Swift talked with Sydney Fry. She's assistant editor of nutrition at Cooking Light magazine. Sally got some interesting details.
Hey, Sydney, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
So I was raised with an Italian mother who insisted that the pasta water had to taste like the sea or there was not enough salt in it. How much of that salt really stays in that pasta?
You know, only about 3% of the salt is absorbed from the water into the pasta, but if that water really is salty as the seawater, that could end up being 800 to 900 milligrams of sodium, depending how much salt you're starting with.
And particularly if you're someone who holds back a little pasta water to moisten things up in the end, right?
Exactly.
Yep. What about when you brine something? Do you add more salt if you keep it longer in the brine, or is there a point when it just has absorbed all of the salt it's going to absorb?
I mean, I think the longer you brine it, it is going to continue to take up some amount of salt, but what we found, the majority of the salt is taken in the first 12 hours.
So you could actually limit some of the saltiness by brining it less than that?
Yes, you could. But we also found that the increase was far less significant the second 12 hours. So,
okay, what about canned beans, for instance, or canned vegetables? If you rinse them, can you remove any of the salt that's added to those cans?
We actually found a 40% reduction in sodium when we rinsed and drained canned beans. And I think the same would translate for vegetables. Anything that is in a salty brine sort of solution, we found a 40% reduction when we rinsed and drained.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That is significant. And I think will make a big difference. And canned beans are often added to soups and things that you're adding a lot more sodium to anyways.
What about measuring salt? For instance, when a recipe calls for a tablespoon of iodized salt, if you use a coarser salt, are you getting less sodium?
Conventional wisdom, actually, you would think that a coarser grind salt, there's less of it in a tablespoon than a finer grind because the crystals are bigger and there's actually less of them in the tablespoon. We actually found that it doesn't automatically yield sodium savings. And salt is salt. I mean, it's all sodium, basically, or it's all, you know, 40% sodium. And I think a lot of people think they're going to automatically make savings if they switch to kosher, and that's not always the case. You know, if you're watching your salt, you're going to need to watch it, whether it's sea salt, kosher salt, fine table salt.
There's just no way around it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all salt.
So, Sydney, do you have any overall advice for people who are watching salt?
I mean, I think one big part of it is to look at the labels on the food that you're eating. We actually ran a study with some soba noodles that the label says that they contained 400, 500, and 600 milligrams of sodium, but when they were boiled in the water, 80% of that sodium came out in the water while it was cooking.
So the sodium content is about what's actually in the package.
What's actually in, and mm-hmm. what you're actually going to consume. I mean, you can control a lot of the sodium you add to your food in your home. And it's always better to start with less. And last but not least, when you're eating out and you're eating processed foods, fast foods, that's where when you're not in control, you never know how much sodium we're really getting. We looked at some numbers across the board of different types of food that had the same amount of sodium, and a milkshake has the same amount of sodium as a small container of French fries. And your taste buds often don't ever pick up on that.
That's very interesting. Sydney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Sydney Fry is assistant editor of nutrition at Cooking Light magazine. Sally Swift is our managing producer.